How to promote yourself. I'm always amazed when people tell me I'm a master promoter. I've never thought of myself as a good promoter. I think people get confused. They think I'm successful because I'm a great promoter, rather than the reverse, which is that I am successful, and a certain amount of fame has stemmed from that. I get a lot of promotional credit because my buildings are the best. The buildings make me a good promoter, not the other way around. Promotion comes naturally from doing what you're good at. I'm good at building buildings, and that's how I promote myself, as the best builder of buildings. And everyone agrees. Neil Ostergan, a great guy who used to run the Hospitality Sales and Marketing Association, polled bigwigs in business to see what names came to mind when they thought of real estate. Mine came out on top, easily. So I'm not a fan of promoting yourself. But I do think it's important to promote an image of yourself each and every day. It's part of having a sense of self and a sense of purpose. Without a sense of self or a sense of purpose, you can never think like a billionaire. So if you're good at something, and it doesn't matter what that something is, it could be tap dancing or palm reading for all I care, people will recognize you for it. And then people will come to you to promote you, not the other way around. Don't worry about actively promoting yourself. If you deserve to be promoted, you will be. How to behave in a meeting. In meetings, you have to be innovative and break things up. Otherwise, meetings will slowly kill you with time. I can't stand long, pointless meetings. I need people to be concise, because I always have about 1,000 better things I could be doing with my time. Nothing stifles creativity more, and thus good business more, than long agendas and endless rigmarole. Meetings, like all other business matters, require a certain sense of hustle. In the 1990s, I remember a meeting in the big boardroom with bankers, lawyers, and members of my team, and it was late at night. We were trying to work some things out, and things weren't exactly great for me financially at that time. I looked around the room and saw a group of tired guys with their ties loosened and their sleeves rolled up, drinking coffee and trying to keep going. Instead of letting the meeting drag on into the night, I decided to jump ahead a few years. I started talking about the new deals I would soon be involved in. At first, I received bewildered looks from everyone, but then the heaviness dissipated, and we all got a fresh start with the meeting. That's an example of looking at the solution, not the problem, and it works. Whether you're in a meeting, taking notes, or running it, your behavior should be at all times attuned to the matter at hand. Grandstanding or talking just to hear yourself talk are counterproductive and bound to get you fired. You should have an agenda, even if it's just in the back of your own head, and be prepared to gather and spread the necessary information in as short a time as possible. Idle chatter and banter are appropriate during the first few minutes, but after that, you're just wasting everyone's time. When you're at a meeting, monitor your behavior and work at being an observer of yourself and of others. Try not to get angry unless it's absolutely necessary or uncontrollable. Anger often indicates a lack of intelligence. I can remember when things could get under my skin, and when I look back, it was because I didn't have the intelligence to see them for what they were as quickly as I can now. Pay attention to your anger. Sometimes it's warranted, and sometimes it will only get in the way.